So since we last talked, a lot has happened. The rates at the beginning of February came in at 5.99 for your average conventional. Went all the way up. There was a crazy jobs report for January that came out. They added way more jobs. I think the new revised is 504,000 jobs when they thought it was going to be around 300. That sent the rates into a tailspin, went all the way up to 7.1 in just a matter of a couple weeks. Today, the new jobs report for February just came out this morning at 5:30 this morning, and there was 311,000 jobs added. So that's more than the Fed would like, but it's way less than it was last month. So already, since that announcement, rates have already dropped 0.25%. So they're sitting right now for a 30-year conventional at 6.76. They were at 7 yesterday. The FHA is about 6.25 and a VA is about 6.25. Just from that announcement. Now we have another announcement coming on next week on Tuesday is the even more important announcement. That will be the inflation announcement for January. So by the time I talk to you next week, we'll know whether inflation went up, down, stayed the same for January, and that's going to determine what the Federal Reserve does on March 22nd. And most people think they're going to either raise 0.25% or a half, depending on how good or bad this economic news is.
So if that increase takes place, how does that impact things for your industry?
Well, it's usually caked in. So the reason the rates went down, even though the Federal Reserve hasn't met and won't meet for 12 days, people are guessing that this news wasn't as bad as we were hoping. It wasn't as bad as January. So that took so the people set their rates a little bit lower today with this news in anticipation that maybe the Federal Reserve will be nice and only go up 0.25% instead of a half, because everybody thought they were going to go up a half up until this morning in this, and that's where we're at 7%. So if the Federal Reserve does what the market thinks they're going to do, it doesn't change the day they announce their decisions. It's already baked into there. The only thing it could do is if they raise it higher than people think, then rates will go up. If they raise it exactly what people thought, they'll stay the same. If they're lower or don't raise it, which is a fat chance right now, then rates will go down. But it looks as though they're going to be in the high sixes, and this is kind of what we said 2 weeks ago. They're probably going to be in the high sixes for a while.
So what about prices then? Does that have an impact on what you can get for a home?
It does. Surprisingly, there were 32 pendings in the last week. And this is with 7% average conventional rates. There were 32 pendings last week in Douglas County. That's the highest since mid-January, since the rates were almost a full percent lower. And I think it's a combination between the time of year, you know, the more people are coming out, and also a lot lenders coming out with new programs. So we mentioned a little bit about the Oregon bond and how cheap the rate on that was. We got somebody locked in at a 5.5% on the Oregon bond on a conventional loan, which before they were at 7.3. That Oregon bond just dropped again. The Oregon bond is now 5% interest, and a lot of people are using it. There is a little caveat. You have to be a first-time home buyer, which they define as not owning a home in the last 3 years, unless you're buying in Myrtle Creek, which is a targeted area. Anyone that qualifies for an FHA, conventional, or USDA can use the Oregon bond and drop their rate to 5%. Now, there are income limits, but they're pretty high compared to most income limit products. I believe for a single person, you can't make more than $106,000 a year to qualify for the Oregon bond. So, you know, our median income in our county is $51,000. So most people will qualify for that as long as they didn't own a home in the last 3 years.
As we get closer to spring, what should people be thinking about if they're either looking to buy a home or looking to sell a home?
Well, the average, the pendings peak, usually peaks out in May and June. So we got a few months left before peak market. And that we always talk about leading indicator being pending, not closings. So that's why July and August are generally the highest closing months, because most people are going under contract in May and June and into July. They're all really high months For one, the weather is good. The day is long, which we're all going to get. The daylight savings is actually a big deal in real estate. So we have another hour to look at houses after this Sunday each week or each day of the week. That also is going to make a big difference in pendings. And I would say if you were thinking about selling between now and in June is the sweet spot, always is. It might be a little lower this year because of rates, but it's still going to be better than it has been for the last several months. It just is every year. You know, barring some catastrophe of rates getting into the mid to high sevens, which I don't believe that's going to happen, as long as they stay seven and below, the rate programs out there right now, lenders are getting a very creative rate buy downs, seller contributions. The market shifts, agents and lenders adjust to these high rates and come out with better products for the consumers.
Wow, it's an interesting time, and we talked about the importance of really following the market. Your organization places a big focus on training the agents. Address that.
Absolutely. We are doing five trainings a week. We talk about these numbers all the time. The majority of our agents are, I wouldn't say experts, but they're pretty close to knowing exactly what's going on in the market. We predicted that rates would be six and three quarters today. Just a couple of days, we kind of just play with it and see what's going on with the bond market, and it happened. But we, for example, we don't just train each other. We train clients as well. One of our agents, Brennan Claus, held a first-time homebuyer summit at our office last night for the public and had several people there, people on Zoom as well. He was sick and he had to Zoom in, and that thing was supposed to go 6 to 7, and it went into the night past 8 o'clock just answering people's questions about the market, different types of loan products. So we educate ourselves so that we can educate the public on making the right decision on whether to buy, whether to sell, or whether to hold.
Well, it sounds like very important, especially in the market we're in right now. How do people get a hold of Oregon Life Homes?
You can always call us at 541-391-4945. If you can't remember that because you're driving in your car, just next time you're at a computer, just Google Oregon Life Homes. Our website is theoregonlife.com.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes, Douglas County Real Estate Update. Shane, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And 8:59.